I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Panels of Juneau volunteers have heard appeals for 68 commercial property assessments this year. So far, the property owners have lost every case. Another 100-plus cases are unresolved. The fight is mostly about whether the city assessor was legally justified to raise commercial land values in Juneau by 50% earlier this year. These values directly affect property tax bills and the balance of who pays for city services. Many of the property owners are committed to take the fight to court. A Juneau lawyer named Robert Spitzfaden is representing many of the commercial property owners contesting the jump in their land values. He's been super frustrated with the process, particularly with the time limits the city's appeals panels have imposed on each hearing. Here's what happened when he ran out of time during one hearing in October.
Point of order. Our time is over for the appellant. Are we moving on to the next portion of this hearing?
Okay, well, let me say once again, you're cutting us off.
Point of order.
This is a due process problem. This is a constitutional issue. You are cutting it off before we can get our full testimony, as you can clearly see.
A lot of his objections are specifically for the record. He's talking to a judge in the future who will hear the next appeal in state court. At least twice, Spitzfaden has gone out of his way to insult the panels during the proceedings by calling them a kangaroo court. He's essentially saying these hearings are just for show and impossible for him to win. In at least one case, the appeal went extra bad for him. An internal review did reveal an error in the assessment, and after it was fixed, Spitzfaden's client owed almost $18,000 more in taxes on that property this year than if he hadn't appealed at all. Part of Spitzfaden's frustration is that the panels tell him he isn't presenting enough evidence. He says he isn't getting enough time to get through his questions for the assessor's office staff and to hear from his expert witnesses to get to that evidence. City Finance Director Jeff Rogers has watched a lot of the appeals hearings, which can run for several hours a night.
My big takeaway from watching the hearings is that the public doesn't well understand how a government assessment process works.
That process is what Spitzfaden really wants to challenge. He wants to make a case that the assessor's methodology that led to the mass increase in commercial land values was fundamentally flawed. City officials maintain that the assessor's methodology is sound, fits with state and professional standards, and is backed by decades of Alaska case law. Peggy Ann McConaughey is a real estate expert and one of Spitzfaden's first clients to lose an appeal last month for a commercial building she owns. She's also sort of a spokesperson for the group of property owners Spitzfaden is representing. And a quick disclosure, I used to work for McConaughey's business in the summer of 2012. Property owners who lose these cases at the city level have 30 days to appeal to state court. As of Thursday, none had. McConaughey's deadline is imminent.
And so, you know, I'm appealing to the court. There's no way that I'm going to allow the Board of Equalization to limit the ability of the appellant to present a reasonable cognizant case.
McConaughey's extra taxes from this year's assessment hike could easily be eclipsed by attorney's fees.
It's not the short term that we're looking at, it's the long term.
City officials say this year's increase in commercial land values is the first step toward correcting years of neglect in Juneau's commercial property values. Next year, the assessor's office intends to catch up values for buildings and other improvements. For most commercial properties, neither had changed in a decade or more.
I'm mad as hell, and as many of us, and it's not going to be just a one-year fight. This is going to be a fight we're going to take for 2 or 3 years.
There is already a way to complain to the state assessor's office about the local assessor's process. That office hasn't gotten any complaints about Juneau's assessments this year. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.